My name is Bailey McClinn. I am 16 years old. Today is November the 30th, and I'm speaking with Kim Whitmore, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Kansas City, Missouri. Okay, so my first question is, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
As a child, I was, I guess, somewhat of a tomboy. I ran with my brothers and my sisters in the summertime and my grandmothers, and we did kickball and tag and just was real outdoorsy.
So kind of like me, but like not out, like I wasn't outdoorsy, but kind of like how I was.
In which way?
Like tomboyish.
Yeah, but not, you're really wasn't a tomboy.
Okay. So my next question is, well, request is, tell me a favorite memory of me.
I'll say probably at about, I think you were almost two and you were potty training. And your auntie had spent the night and you had an accident in the bed and woke up screaming and asked her, why did she throw the water on you? But you had had an accident.
Okay, so can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Losing my stepmom, the person who I call mom who raised me. That was really hard.
Okay, well, that kind of goes with the next question. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
I would say my mom was. She taught me basically how to be a woman, everything that I know, how to be responsible, and how to have a forgiving and caring heart.
Another one?
Another person?
Mm-hmm.
My dad.
Okay. So, what advice would you give to yourself as a teenager?
Stay away from boys.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Well, I'll say as far as positive would be just growing up in a loving, caring home. That's always made me happy. Negative would be when I got sick, when I had to have brain surgery.
Okay. So, of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most, and what is it about them that you miss?
I would say my mom, and just being able to talk with her, having just a simple conversation.
Is there anything that you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
Advice or just
in general?
That I've never told you before?
Mm-hmm.
No. I always tell you how proud I am and how much I love you, and no, there's really no.
Okay. So what are your hopes and wishes for me and for my future children?
My hopes and wishes for you is that you would attend the college that you really want to go to, preferably university, have a career, and basically work hard now so you could play good later.
And what about for my kids in the future?
Just bring them to Lovey's house.
You say that now. Is there anything you want to ask me that you've never asked me before?
No.
So, if you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me now? Kind of adds in with the last question, but...
If I knew this was the last conversation, what would I tell you?
Is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me now? If no, this was your last chance?
No, I think we have a really open relationship and we talk about everything.
Well, dang, that you're killing all my questions. I said, the next one is, ask me something that you're curious about but have never brought up with me before.
Why are you so into I guess I want to say sparing me. You know, your heart is so big and you worry about going to a university because of the expense that it may cost me, even though I keep pushing you, even though you keep wanting to do the two-year thing, I really want you to go to a university.
Well, I'm not expecting you to pay for my college. I'm expecting to have to pay for it myself. So in order to save debt, like in order to not leave college in debt, I'll prefer to go ahead and take advantage of the program, because if I can take the classes for free, why not? And then take my other 2 years somewhere else. Like, I get it. Like, I want the whole experience, but it just depends, like, on institutional scholarships and private scholarships, you know? It just depends on how that comes about, because I'm not going to go to anywhere that's going to cost me $100,000 in tuition. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if I could go somewhere that's not far and tuition is low, that would be fine. I would go to a four-year like that, but... Excuse me. But I wouldn't just, like, go far somewhere.
So, as a parent, I don't expect for you to have to pay for your college education. I think that's my responsibility to provide for you. So, that's why I keep telling you, don't worry about the debt, because... it's not going to be on you. It'll be on me.
But
and I want you to go as far as you can without worrying about money.
I'm like, but the thing is that you're going to have to pay for that. And I'm like, that's going to be a lot. Like, I'm going to be out of the house. You're not going to have any more kids.
But that's not that's for you. That's not your cross to bear. It's mine.
But that's supposed to be, like, your time to, like, have fun. And I'll be, like, away. And you can, like, chill. Well, now you have grandma. But, I mean... that's what it's supposed to be like. That time supposed to be like for you to like chill. Like once your kid graduates high school and they go to college, it's like you're home free.
That's how you perceive it, but I don't see it that way.
Okay, so my next question is, how would you describe me to someone who has never met me?
Beautiful, outgoing, strong-willed, I just like your independence and being a leader.
Okay. So the second to last question is, can you tell me about a historic event that had an impact on your life? What are your most vivid memories of that event? How did it make you feel? Some topics might include like 9/11.
I was going to say 9/11 because you were... born that year. I remember I had just went back to work off of maternity leave, and it was all over the news all day, and it was just devastating to why we couldn't even work that day because we were just so engrossed in the television. And I think that had a major impact on me because just for people to just be so careless with other people's lives, for life not to matter. And it really taught me to just try to live every day to the utmost. Be with your family and cherish your family and always put your family first. That's it.
Okay, this is the last question. If you could do it over again, would you raise me differently?
Yes.
Elaborate.
I would start you out at a young age, picking up behind, up from your, you know, after yourself, not doing everything for you. Because now I can't get you to load the dishwasher without me telling you. So, yeah, that's one of the things I would do differently, how I was brought up. We had chores. My parents didn't do everything. So I would start from a young age showing you how to do everything on your own and not so much do it for you.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep going?
No. Probably give you a couple of whoopings.
First of all. Okay, do you want to do some more questions?